producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, overcast here in Fargo, 18 degrees, and out in Tioga, it's 27 degrees, light snow. Day after the verdict down there in Ferguson, Missouri, man, and the rioting. We will definitely talk about that today. Later on at 8:30, I have Rob Port to talk about three of his blog postings here in North Dakota. Two pertaining to that New York Times article that came out, kind of throwing a little mud on North Dakota politics and our oil industry. As always, at 8:20, we're going to have Blankita Cullum and Ellen Ratner. We're going to talk to them about some current news and get their take on it. Ellen Ratner is from the left side of thinking. Blankita Cullum is on the right side of thinking. So I want to get their opinions on both sides. So last night, and I was up late last night, man, you have no idea. And the folks that follow me on social media, you probably do have some idea, but I'm sitting there and I'm watching, you know, as this verdict comes down. For the folks that don't know or are not aware, the grand jury in Ferguson did not indict Officer in Michael Brown's shooting. Officer Wilson was cleared, so they're not charging him. The grand jury they went through tons of evidence, and I'm sitting, I'm watching. As all this news unfolds, and right off the bat, I'm thinking, why would they do this at night? But that's beside the point. That's beside the point. I would have chosen a different time to do, you know, to come out with the verdict. But the verdict is out. Police chief comes out and, you know, they're talking about, you know, the process and all of that stuff. McCullough, the St. Louis prosecuting attorney, Bob McCullough, he announced the decision, and he took a lot of time leading up to the announcement, explaining the process, and I was glad to see that he did that. And then, inevitably, it seems, the scene descends into chaos. We saw the rioting, the looting, the gunshots. One of the Fox News reporters was attacked. The camera was taken offline for a bit. It was nuts. It was nuts. And the only thing going through my mind, and I got my two sons, they're watching this, and they have questions, tons of questions. And I'm like, I was upset, and I'm looking at the situation. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Well, I do. It's a criminal element. It's got nothing to do with justice for Michael Brown, and it has absolutely nothing to do with this officer, who, by the way, was in that neighborhood to save a young African-American kid's life, a baby. I wonder how many of those folks that were out there rioting know that. He wasn't there to, you know, harass Michael Brown or, you know, to walk his bigoted beat or whatever the popular mindset in that community is. He wasn't there for that. He was there because there was a call out for a sick child, an infant, as a matter of fact, and he was responding to that call when he saw these folks. It is unbelievable to me that the blame, all of the blame that is being placed at the feet of the police department, it is unbelievable to me. And that last night on the phone with relatives, on social media, I'm arguing this point. One, if Michael Brown had not stolen, committed a felony. Had he not done that? Wait, let's back up even further than that. If Michael Brown did not have the thug mentality, he would still be alive today. If Michael Brown wasn't high, instead of in school or at home with a good book, or I don't know, you know, enjoying his time with his family, instead of being out, being a thug, he would still be alive today. Had he not punched a police officer, he would still be alive today. That's the message that's lost here. I think about, and I wrote about this too, I think about how different his life would have been had he had someone praying for him, guiding him, loving him, teaching him as a two-parent, or even a grandma should. I wonder, you know, and I hope, I really do hope our Lord, and I prayed for this last night, grants his parents some measure of peace. And I hope that outside influences don't come to bear here and force them to keep this thing going. Because I'm sorry, you know, and I sympathize with you. You have the loss of a child. I don't care how crappy the kid is or was. I can't imagine the hurt. I cannot imagine that pain. But the fact of the matter is, it's not all the police fault. You have to look inside yourself. This kid, and he was a kid, a young adult, should have had better parenting, period. His mom and dad should have been out before Michael Brown is out drinking and getting high and committing robberies and things like that. The kid, he needed Jesus. That's what he needs. That's what's missing in an African American community. Parents and the gospel, religion. Clear cut rights and wrongs. I mean, my God, I'm thinking about, you know, the fact that, you know, the hip hop culture glamorizes the thug. Last night I'm looking at those protesters out there, not protesters, the criminals that were out there. There were some protesters that, and it's fine. If you want to protest, you don't agree with the verdict, that is fine. Go out there, make your voice heard, that sort of thing. The people I saw last night were criminals. Period. That's what they were. And they were in full hip-hop regalia. The thug lifestyle was on full display. Even saw some girls out there with bats breaking windows. What is up with that? The hip-hop culture that glamorizes the thugs will get us more Michael Browns, period. A return to the gospel that brought us, and us as African Americans, through very tough times, much tougher times than we can even imagine nowadays, when there was actually institutional bigotry and racism and Jim Crow and that sort of thing, that the gospel that brought us from that point to today, through all of those trying times in our history, that's what's going to keep Michael Brown alive. Not Al Sharpton, not Jesse Jackson, not all the race baiters, not 50 Cent, not sagging your pants, not a disrespect for authority, not a disrespect for police officers. The thing that's going to get us, the thing that's going to keep more African-American males, kids, alive, is the gospel, not the other. So if we're going to blame someone for Michael Brown's death, we got to blame ourselves. We got to blame the parents. We got to blame Michael Brown's parents. We have to blame the Al Sharptons that don't go into those neighborhoods and teach those young men how to be men and not thugs. That's where the blame should be assigned. And I'm going to be done with that because I might get a little emotional. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leon. Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say there, that, you know, I think Al Sharpton should be arrested and at least charged with inciting riots and the rest of them. And furthermore, you know, I'm sick and tired of those type of people. They're hiding behind the mask of civil rights when, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. never would have committed a strong arm robbery. We never would have, you know, punched a police officer, attacked a police officer in his car and then went for his weapon. What do people think would have happened to that officer had that young boy got a hold of that cop's gun? That cop would have been dead in his car. And, you know, there is racism involved in this, but not in the traditional term that people think. The racism that's involved in this is to think that an officer
Hang on. I want to make sure you get your point across. I want to make sure you get that across. So hang on. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at Nesset Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services tells us about how Nesset Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service online at NessetConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com. NessetConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. So we all know last night we had the verdict. We had rioting. We had looting. And I said last night on my social media that, and this was my prayer, and I prayed this prayer with my sons and my wife, much longer prayer, but the crux of it was that I hope that our Lord grants African Americans the clarity to see past the hip-hop culture, the race baiting, and all of that that pretty much glamorizes the thug lifestyle, and return to the gospel that brought them through tough times in the past. That's the only way not to repeat Michael Brown's fate. No amount of looting, no amount of violence will bring him back, but real black pride and the respect for oneself, one's religion, one's race, and one's family will prevent this scenario from playing out again. And I believe that. Bob, I'm going to let you finish up with your point, and then we're going to go to Ellen Ratner and Blanketa Cullum.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I just want to finish up with, that's not what this president and Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the like, that's not what they want. They, right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, they want anarchy in this country, so that will lead to tyranny and the police state. Now, you see, you're absolutely right, Leon. We do live in a culture that glorifies anarchy and the like. For example, the sewer pipe out of Hollywood, there's a movie that I will not see. It's called The Purge. One night a year, every year, apparently in this movie, all crime, and up to and including murder, is legal for 24 hours. Now, what kind of message does Hollywood send to the youth of this nation? And secondly, there was racism, and there is racism involved in this. And the racism that I'm speaking of is to think that an officer of the law cannot protect his life and, when necessary, take the life of an aggressive criminal simply because he's white and the criminal happens to be black is racist. Since when does an officer not have the right to protect his life? If that officer would have lost, if he would have lost control of his weapon, Leon, that cop would have been dead in the street.
Yeah, and not to mention if Michael Brown had a gun when he was robbing that store. I mean, how different might that have turned out? You know, go ahead.
I didn't hear that part, but I didn't hear that part about him being armed. But I know that
he was not armed.
Marijuana. So
no. Bob, what I'm saying is he was not armed. But had he been able to disarm this police officer, I believe that he would have been a danger to the broader society. And a police officer has a duty to stop that
and protect his own life. Absolutely. What person in his right mind would commit a robbery and then assault and attack an officer of the law and then go for his weapon? All the rest of the states, let's go ahead and continue legalizing marijuana. That's a really good idea. But let's outlaw large sodas now. And as far as this nonsense between the New York Times or whatever, throwing mud on North Dakota, calling oil, this is all ugly over here, the best way to put a stop to that is when someone who's idiot is calling you ugly, just hold a mirror up to them, okay?
Right.
And throw it right back in their face. But I'm sick of this one side because there is racism, Leon, and that racism is the fact that because of the color of an officer's skin, that should dictate his level of what he can't do. It's ridiculous.
Thanks, Bob. Brilliant and cogent as ever. Thanks for weighing in. Ellen Ratner, Blanketa Cullum, are you both on the line here?
We are.
Okay, good deal. So, obviously the big news today is the Ferguson, not verdict because there was none. Officer Wilson is cleared on, up to five charges the grand jury heard. I want to, ask you, first I'm going to go to Ellen, ask you, how do you, receive this verdict? What do you think about it?
Well, this is what I think. I think that there may have been racism, and that concerns me. What concerns me more is police overaction in many parts of this country, whether it be black or white or whatever. There was just a small boy killed in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. He was in a playground playing with a BB gun. A guy was shot in Brooklyn last week by mistake, said even the police commissioner, Bratton, admitted it. There is overreach on the part of the police departments, and they need to be better trained or wear cameras or something so that these mistakes are not made.
Oh, and Ellen, you make a couple of good points. And as a matter of fact, yesterday before all the hoopla, I posted about the kid in Cleveland playing, and it's on my social media right now. Tons of response to that. But the kid playing in the park in Cleveland, I'm 12 year old. That is dead now. If you're not aware of this story, go to my social media. It's right there, and please read that. But I don't believe. I have a hard time believing that police overreach or police misuse of the use of force continuum is at play here. You got a kid, huge kid. I mean, Officer Wilson said he felt like a 5-year-old grabbing Hulk Hogan when this guy was scuffling with him in the car. So, you know, I believe the guy was in fear of his life. He's punched in the face. A guy already shows a propensity for violence as he slams the door on his foot, on his arm, grabs at it for his gun. So I don't believe the same set of circumstances are at play here. Blanquita, what's your take on this?
I just think I was surprised when they announced it for over a month that it was going to be a dangerous area and a problem. And the National Guard was supposed to be called in. I'm really surprised that they had so much violence. And I want to know, for all the people that were arrested, how many of those people were from Berkeley?
Yeah, I would love to know that myself. And I'm watching on, you know, I'm sitting there watching on Fox News, and I'm watching the folks, you know, breaking out windows, and the gunshots is what really, really concerned me. I don't know if you watched it live, but it was kind of nuts for a minute or two. Over 100 shots fired. Dozens of stores burned to the ground and looting and that sort of thing. How much incendiary rhetoric, I'll say, can we place on the media, Blanquita?
Well, I think some you can, but honestly, I think you have a lot of outside agitation. And, you know, I completely understand when people are not happy about this stuff, but honest to God, I don't understand that kind of violence anymore.
Not happy, you know, about what in particular?
I'm not happy about the fact that we have, you know, so much violence that occurred from it. I think that the media, I mean, they beat up media there. They threw stones at media there. They tear gassed media there. They threw cameras down for media there. So it was treated like we were in the Middle East. You would have thought we were in Egypt. I mean, I am very worried about the fact that we can't follow the law, even if we hate it. We're going to have violence.
I am very, as I have said, I'm on the United States Advisory Board of Reporters Without Borders, and I have to tell you, what's going on with reporters needs better media coverage because it's outrageous.
Understood. That's common sense from the left and the right. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Blanquita. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research in July, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are back. Wow, that music was really loud. I have tons of callers on the line. Some of you folks have been waiting for a very long time. If you could hang on or call back in the very next segment. I think I'm going to take Gordy in Fargo because he's been waiting the longest. But so, Gordy, what's on your mind this morning? Hello? Gordy?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? There we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Now we got you.
Sorry. Thanks for taking my call.
Go right ahead.
You know, the thing is, you talked about institutional racism of the Jim Crow laws and stuff like that, but this is institutional racism from a different angle. And your last caller and Blankita talked about it as well, is that when you've got the race baiters like Al Sharpton and all these guys trying to make out on this whole thing, when you've got these thugs being bussed in from other parts of the country to come here and protest and throw things around, the key thing of the whole issue is to follow the money. Who's supporting this? Why are they supporting this? And personally, in my mind, it's just the next step in Barack Obama's attempt to take over the country for a third term. He's going to come out and say that because of all the civil unrest and because of all the things that are happening, he can't leave right now. He's got to stay in office. And
now, see, that is an interesting take, and one that I had some discussions about. You know, if civil unrest got to the point where it was it required martial law, and a couple of other things have to fall in place, this president could conceivably retain his seat of power to see us through whatever the incident or the chaos was. That is a very interesting take. Thank you, Gordy, and the rest of the folks that are hanging on, either call back at the bottom of the hour or hang on through this segment and through the break. I want to bring on Rob Port of Say Anything Blog. He had a couple of very interesting articles on Say Anything Blog the other day, and so I reached out to him. I really wanted to get him on, and but before we get into that, one of the articles is about the New York Times. hit piece, basically, on North Dakota. And the other is open meetings violations by the North Dakota University system, 17 in 4 years. What's going on with that? But I want to ask you, Rob, first of all, your take on the whole Ferguson, from the verdict to what happened last night. What is the Rob Ports Anything blog a point of view on that?
Yeah, well, I, you know, as far as the grand jury acquitting, or I guess refusing to indict, the police officer, I guess I feel like that's their decision. You know, we have a process for that sort of thing. It's a very detailed process, and they refused to indict. Getting it, you know, as we see in a lot of these cases, even cases that may at first blush seem like a slam dunk for prosecution, can be very, very difficult to prosecute. So, it doesn't necessarily mean the guy's innocent, but it definitely means that, you know, this is the process, that we've established. As far as the protests and the rioting, it's so hugely unfortunate. And I don't understand what cause these people are, they think that they're serving. I mean, they're not building a consensus. They're not building support for anything. They're making people angry. They're hurting other people. And I'm also not understanding. I mean, I understand that they feel that Michael Brown was wrong, you know, that he was murdered. But does that, you know, do you solve that problem by hurting more people, by committing more acts of violence, by committing acts of property destruction? I don't understand how one crime is justified by the other. So it's a very stupid thing that they're doing, and I don't think it helps their cause. I think that they can learn a lot. You know, if they wanted to protest these sorts of things, we have all sorts of examples of nonviolent protests that changed the world, from Gandhi to Martin Luther King. There's no, I don't necessarily agree with their politics or why they're protesting. They have a right to protest. They don't have a right to hurt other people or to destroy property. And you know, they're not helping their cause. And you really got to wonder, you know, what other purpose is being served here? You know, I don't necessarily agree with your caller that it's some plot by President Obama to take over the world. But I do think that maybe there's some protest groups, you know, who have co-opted this cause for their own end.
And you're right on a couple of different fronts, but the one I want to address is the fact that this absolutely hurts any credibility that this cause, you know, and I guess the cause would be the use of force continuum by police officers, or the illegal use of force, you know, by police officers, which is a valid concern, you know, in our country. All the stats and some of the stories that I've seen absolutely point to, you know, at least a conversation about that. But to
you lose credibility to complain about the use of force when you're burning somebody's house down.
Yeah, that is, you're spot on. Yeah, when you're smashing in windows and burning someone else's property and shooting over 100 rounds, yeah, then your argument kind of goes out the window. But so thank you for your point of view. I loved your mom's point of view, as a matter of fact. Carol is brilliant. But I want to talk about now the New York Times in North Dakota politics. I want to okay, first off, when I read the first article, I got this smug impression of the New York Times. And what I got out of it is they want the federal government in here regulating, because they don't believe that we're doing a good job of self-regulating. But I want to get your take on the first New York Times article.
Well, you're right. In the first article, I think, is an example of activist journalism. You know, obviously the New York Times has a point of view. Basically the New York Times editorial stance is that fossil fuels are disgusting and Republicans are evil. And here in North Dakota, we have a huge amount of fossil fuel development taking place under the regulation of a Republican government. And, you know, obviously I don't think there's any situation where the New York Times is going to come in and write a balanced story about that.
Right.
You know, that being said, I got to think that North Dakota's approach to regulating industry is probably an estimate of them. You know, I'm sure it strikes them as bizarre that we don't seek a hostile relationship with the industry, but rather a collaborative one. And I think it really springs from North Dakota's history. I mean, we are a state founded by farmers. What are farmers? The people who own their own industry. I mean, every farmer is sort of the captain of their own little industrial, you know, food making factory, if you will. So I think that because of that, we have got, you know, because our state was founded by a very unique sort of industrialist, that we prefer regulation that is collaborative, that doesn't seek a hostile relationship, but rather seeks to achieve goals. So I sort of look at it like people who always want to address crime policy by maximizing arrests. You know, arrests really tell us nothing. Arrests are just, they're supposed to be a means to an end, not the end itself. And I think sometimes people view regulation that way, where the fines are, you know, the goal unto itself. Like, if we're not, you know, instituting huge fines, then we're not doing our job. So that's not really the point. What we're supposed to be doing is inspiring these companies not to, to spill, not to pollute, and to clean up when accidents happen. And I think that's what we're doing. The New York Times is unhappy about it, but again, you know, I don't think that they're a credible source for criticism of the fossil fuel industries.
Did we maliciously redistrict North Dakota to keep as the New York Times portrayed, and even their retraction it didn't seem sincere to me. It was like almost an afterthought, that, and it did not detract from the tenor of their story at all, in my opinion. But can you explain to us that the Republicans redistrict before Ryan Taylor ran against Jack Dalrymple?
Yeah, well, the Times really screwed this up. They painted Ryan Taylor, who of course ran for governor in 2012 and for ag commissioner in 2014, they painted him as this dissenter to the oil boom, this outspoken critic to the oil boom, which he really wasn't. I mean, he was very, if anything, he was very, very mild in any criticism he had for that. But, you know, they painted him as, you know, he was this dissenter, he was this lone voice of opposition, and then he got punished for it by the Republican majority. And their original piece said that his district was eliminated, his legislative district was eliminated in redistricting after his 2012 loss. Well, the problem with that is that we redistrict after the census in 2010. The legislature, the regular legislature, came up with a plan to implement redistricting during the regular session in the early part of 2011, and then the ultimate redistricting plan was approved in a special session called by the governor in November of 2011. Your listeners might remember they also voted on the repeal of the Fighting Sioux legislation at that same one. That actually got more headlines.
Right.
That session actually completed a month before Taylor even announced his campaign for governor. So the idea that they punished Taylor for running for governor before he ever even ran for governor is a little ridiculous. And also, I mean, Taylor's district was eliminated. It was one of two districts that were eliminated in redistricting, two rural districts. The other one was actually had a Republican in it, Senator Joe Miller, two Republicans, Senator Joe Miller and Senator Curtis Olson. They squared off in a primary race, and Miller ultimately won, and it continues to serve for District 7 in the legislature. So they were absolutely wrong.
And we're going to discuss the other articles in detail after the break, but I thought it was telling that anything but Republican, they even mentioned the Tea Party in these articles. We'll be right back with more when Rob Port right after this.
Or 701-258-0550. Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Points to make before we get back to my guest Rob Port. One, I'm going to let my caller Dustin make, but after this, so a friend of mine texted me and said and asked me to address the fact that the media manipulated me, your humble host, especially in the beginning of this whole Ferguson thing. And I'll be the first to admit, I didn't have all the facts, and I'm like, you know, the police officer shoots this kid and blah, 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 and this and that. And then the more facts that came out, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, something doesn't smell right. And then, yeah. So it wasn't a, you know, immediate, me going, you know, the officer didn't do anything wrong, blah, 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 this and that. There was a, as the facts came out, my position on this whole Ferguson deal changed. And one of my friends said, you know, it would be helpful for me to make sure that the folks knew that and understood that. But, yeah, and there you go. Dustin out in Williston, briefly, because you've been holding for a while, man, so I have to get to Dustin. So, Dustin out in Williston, what's on your mind?
It's okay. It's always worth it for you, Leon.
Thanks,
what's on my mind is, I was born and raised up around Cincinnati, and I was there during the 2001 riots due to the police shooting of an unarmed young black male. Now, I'm not trying to draw a direct comparison to this because that one was somewhat different, but it seems to me like due to our long past history with the black community that they've almost feel this entitlement to play the racism card. And now it's almost turned into a reverse racism.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And I talk about this a ton with folks. If you want to see racism, go into the African-American community. Do you remember when Zimmerman was on trial and his girlfriend and Trayvon's, I think it was his girlfriend, she thought nothing of using racial epithets against Zimmerman and, you know, white people in general. She thought nothing of it. She didn't even think it was racist to do so. And that's the mindset that you have to combat right there. And the sense of entitlement, absolutely. I think that we should take these cases on their merits, police use of force, whether or not you have a right to do certain things. It shouldn't be about color. It should be about, you know, whether or not your rights have been violated. And it's great to see race baiters like Eric Holder. He's going to go forward with his federal investigation. So this thing is not done, not by a long shot. This is just the first brick in this whole thing. Eric Holder fully plans on going ahead with his federal investigation. So thanks, Dustin. Call in again when we have more time. I really want to get back to Rob Port. Rob, we talked about the New York Times piece. It didn't get into it like I wanted to, but I do want you to address the 17 another Say Anything blog posting, 17 open meetings violations by the North Dakota University system in 4 years. That seems to me like there's something wrong there. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Yeah, well, it's actually 18 now. I just won a complaint recently about an open meeting during a retreat down in Bismarck, where they sent the audience out of the room so that they could have a discussion with their consultants. So it's actually 18 violations now as of last week. And yeah, I mean, what's going on is in this latest opinion, which I had requested, the Attorney General said that he is very concerned that the university system continues to have these problems even after training by his office, even after repeated violations, they continue to break the law over and over and over again. And you know, I think people are very upset that this keeps happening. I mean, it's the university system seems to not care very much about accountability
What would accountability
with the public?
What would accountability look like? Because I hear you, man, but it's obvious that they have absolutely no fear of any type of legal action being taken against them or any type of consequences. So what would actual consequences look like? How do we hold them accountable?
Well, I think maybe putting some teeth in the open records laws would be one step. And I know that there's several lawmakers. There's some of them that have reached out to me talking about passing new laws to put teeth, you know, some sort of consequences into the open records laws that, will, you know, could include fines or possibly like misdemeanor charges, but, you know, that would go on somebody's record for
right.
avoiding this. You know, when it happens over and over again, there's a real issue there. You know, I think the other accountability, and I really think that we missed the boat when we didn't pass Measure 3. You know, unfortunately, the legislature put it on the ballot and did very little to support it. The university claimed that it would cost them their accreditation, which I think is a bogus argument. But we didn't pass that. But now, you know, essentially what we're left with is a system, a branch of our state government that is accountable to nobody. The governor appoints
right.
people.
Rob, you're cutting out. you're cutting out. If you want to get Rob Port's take on this story and others in North Dakota, sayanythingblog.com. Rob Port, thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind.
What's on Your Mind Radio.com.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.